Welcome to Is That an Option? And after today's GCSE results, there'll be thousands of young people and parents from one end of Wales to the other grappling with decisions about the options now open to them. Congratulations to everyone who's proud of their results, and good luck to those who want to have another shot at a subject or two come resits later this year. But to those studying for BTECs via Pearson, the wait goes on after an 11th-hour announcement of checks to ensure fair outcomes all round. This really has turned out to be the story that keeps on giving. So what about our families and our young people, as I now think of them? Well, we heard in the last episode from three pupils and three mums who are all waiting pretty anxiously for their results. Since then, of course, we all heard that standardisation or moderation was out and teacher assessments in. Well, you only have to hear a word or two from Poppy Stowell Evans and her mum Emma to guess how things turned out for Poppy.
I'm very, very happy with them. I got 11 A stars, an A, and then a distinction in additional maths, which I am so happy about.
I'm not surprised. That's fantastic news. That's fantastic. And after so many weeks of worrying, it must feel even better.
It does. There was such a build-up before. Like, I've literally been struggling to sleep all week, and I've been getting dreams about what I'm going to get. And you'd see it on the news and on social media. And it's been quite scary, actually, like very uncertain. So it's such a relief now.
And mum, I was thinking of asking you both, really, whether there was any feeling of slight anticlimax because there hadn't been exams and moderation has been removed. But I'm sensing quite clearly that there's no feeling of anticlimax whatsoever in your house.
Absolutely not. And you know, I was thinking about this overnight. And in Wales, obviously, the children get to sit different modules for their GCSEs. So, you know, this time last year, we were picking up sort of half GCSEs, and Poppy did maths before Christmas. So I do feel that she's worked for them. All her coursework had been in and it had been moderated. She'd done the practicals in science. The only thing that she didn't do was sit those final bits of exams. So I really do feel as though she has earned those grades.
And Poppy, do you sense that these results are going to stand the test of time? You know, there will be some people who say, oh, well, it's the year of COVID and it's been very difficult for them all through the summer, but oh, they've had an easy ride in the end. From your point of view, explain to those people what it really feels like for you.
I very much hope it lasts the test of time because for me personally, you start working for your GCSEs in year nine properly and all throughout high school, and it's always in the back of your mind. You know, I've been making revision notes since the start of September this year, and then I sat half of my GCSEs in year 10 and I sat my maths early in November. So I've really been working very hard for this all throughout kind of my high school experience. And as well, I think given the year, it's just been absolutely mental. Like, I think these results are almost worth a little bit more because they're almost like, well done, you've, you know, survived the year and you, you know, now you have to go back to normality and get your results. And I think that's really quite special. And so I think these results carry quite a big weight to them.
And so what next? I mean, you're certainly not going to have to reconsider anything with 11 A stars and an A and a distinction in further math. So what next? What are your thoughts now?
I'm hoping to stay at my school for sixth form. And yeah, I'm very fortunate that I don't have to resit any GCSEs or that I'm not in kind of a position of panic now. I'm very lucky about that.
And remind us what the big plan is now for the next 2 years and beyond.
I want to go to Oxford, hopefully, and study either law or politics. And then my big goal is to work internationally with charities.
And so, Emma, with, you know, big goals like that and competitive courses at Oxford that Poppy's aiming for them, at least, what about the sixth form? Are you concerned at all about how things are going to pan out in the sixth form? Are there going to be large classes? Because with teacher predictions, the results are going to be up. What are your thoughts about the next year and so for Poppy?
I'm excited for sixth form. From my own experience, I hope that Poppy realises the shift. A-levels are obviously very, very different from GCSEs. And she's, you know, she's going to do four plus the Welsh Baccalaureate. So there's going to be a lot of work. The class sizes traditionally in the sixth form that Poppy will be going are usually small. So I'm not too worried about them being overcrowded or overwhelmed. I'm not too bothered about that at all, to be honest with you. I think it'll be fine. And she's in a great school and they're really great at individual help, you know, helping kids as they need it. That it's not mass teaching, if that makes sense.
And before we asked experts about their advice, as mum, what advice are you giving Poppy?
Don't underestimate the amount of work that A-levels are. They're the hardest exams you will ever take.
Whoa, Poppy, what do you make of that?
I mean, I like to think that I'm quite a hardworking person, and I guess it's just another challenge, isn't it? And you kind of have to take it as head-on as possible to be able to, you know, really see your own potential. And I'm hoping in A-levels I'm going to stop underestimating myself.
Yes.
That's my plan. And, you know, I really want to push myself. And for my school as well, because like my mum said, I'm very fortunate. I go to a school where all my teachers are so supportive and so thoughtful. So I really want to do well for them too. So I'm very willing to put the hard work in.
I would say as well, you know, for Poppy, just to keep being her, you know, as well as working really hard in school, she's, you know, she's generous, she's kind, she's charitable, you know, and just keep doing what you're doing, kiddo.
Thanks.
I think you'll save the world eventually.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations to Poppy, who clearly knows where she's headed and what she needs to do to get there. And another daughter and mother team who knew exactly what was needed to get a college to study were Katrin Isaacs and her daughter, Marie. Marie really wanted to excel in health and social care and was a bit worried about maths. And let's face it, it had been a pretty worrying time for Year 11 pupils everywhere. So, how did it go?
They've gone well, actually. We are pleased with what she's got. She's got what she needed to get into college. She's done better than we thought, actually, for her health and social, which is even better because that's obviously where she wants to go next. So she had a really good result for that. I'll let her tell you. Yeah, everything's gone well, really well this morning. I think there was a little bit of uncertainty, obviously, because the BTECs, they could possibly go up. I mean, the results she's had anyway for them have come through really well, because obviously we had the news this morning that there was the BTECs, they weren't going to change, and then they were going to change. And so, but I mean, even if they did go up slightly, great. If they didn't, she's done fantastically well for them anyway. And actually, with her health and social, she wouldn't be able to get any higher anyway. So, done really well.
So, for you, really, the uncertainty has lasted until the very, very last moment, hasn't it? So, how has Marie, do you feel, coped with all of that?
I think it was, the uncertainty was until obviously the Welsh Government announced that they were going to allow the centre assessment grades. Once that had happened, I think we all sort of felt a lot more confident because we had a lot of confidence in what her teachers would have put forward. They've always been, you know, we've always gone to parents' evenings and had results back from school and stuff. So we've known whereabouts she was on track for. And they are very similar results to what we sort of expected, really, which is great. Whether or not she might have done a little bit better if she'd done the exams, there's the possibility. But then whether or not she might have done a little bit worse, you know, you never know really how you're going to do on the day. So yeah, it did last to the very last minute. And then clearly then this morning, waking up to the news that the BTECs decided that they would accept assessment centre grades for them, so there may be a possibility of changing again. You know, it was all a bit uncertain this morning what she was actually going to get on a piece of paper. But like I said, since knowing that the Welsh Government were happy with to change it to the assessment centre grades, that's made us a lot more confident in what she was going to get.
So relief, really, for you. That's the important thing, isn't it? Is that Marie can go on and do what she had planned to do. But let me just ask you, I've already heard some people saying, ah, well, teacher assessed grades. Yeah, they've had a horrible summer. However, there's an awful lot of A stars and A's and B's around and, you know, the higher end of the grades. Are you concerned that the results just won't be given the same kudos or they won't stand the test of time in the same way?
I mean, no, not really at all, to be honest. I think that what Marie's had is a really fair reflection of her grade. So, for example, she hasn't had all A stars and A's. In fact, you know, she's had a D in maths, which is what we fully expected all the way along. That's been her performance standard in with mocks, with in internal assessments and things. So it really hasn't been unexpected, the results she had. Like I said, I think they are quite a fair reflection. I think that would be an unfair judgment, really. The pupils have worked really, really hard throughout year 10 and year 11, especially in year 11, the push towards getting towards that big build-up. They had that big build-up happening right the way towards the end of lockdown. Even as we were entering lockdown, the expectation was that you will still be sitting your exams, so you still need to carry on with your schoolwork. And that's what's been taken into consideration by teachers as well. And you know, they've got the next step as well coming up, which is either further education or college or going into work. And these grades, they are just a stepping stone onto the next bit. Whatever happens after that, that tends to be the thing that they will get reflected on then for future jobs and future progression. So this is a small part of their life. Well, a big part, obviously, but you know, in the future, this will be it's not going to be as big of a sort of a thing, I suppose, into what I'm trying to say, you know, in comparison to what she could achieve then in the future. But it is incredibly important now to get her on to the next step.
And as you say, she's made it. I mean, through all of this, good job, Marie. She's made it exactly where she wanted to go, and she knows now what to expect. Although, as you were saying, still some questions around how the course will run. So, you know, as she moves on now, Catherine, we'll hear from experts and they'll have all sorts of views about what these young people ought to be thinking about. But as her mum, who must be very proud of her today, what's your advice to Marie?
She's learned a few lessons, actually, I think, from the experience, which is how invaluable it is to actually work hard throughout your education rather than just sort of like wait till the end and try to do your best then as well. So that would be the bit of advice I'd give her, which is what I've been saying throughout. Just do your best throughout. Don't just wait until last minute. Keep on at it throughout, because there's still a bit of uncertainty as well for this next year going forward. And that's the main way that she'll be able to protect herself and making sure she gets the best possible marks next year by putting in as much effort as she can from the start, which I know from talking to her and seeing what she's doing now, she's already doing her college work and ready and prepared for September.
So Marie, we've dragged you from the phone to your grandmother sharing your news. So come on, tell us, what results did you get?
I fit to say I'm pretty happy with my results. Like, the only two results that I was like, I wasn't disappointed with them because I knew I was going to get them. Like, it was obvious I was going to get them. But like, I like kind of had like this little hope that I might have got a little bit higher. But it was my science and my maths. Like, there was no way I could have got any higher in my science, even if I did do the exams. But the maths, I could have upped my grade, which is the only thing that I'm a little bit disappointed with. But I can retake that this year, so that's fine. Then I got an A star in health and social, which I'm over the moon with, because that means that I can get into my college course, do a level 3, and there can't be any questions about it. And even though I'm doing my maths alongside with it, they know that I could cope with the work. Child development, I got an A. Hospitality and catering, it was a B. A star in Welsh. Arvery, I passed with a C. I'm over the moon with a lot of my results, and I think that they was very fair. Like, there was some people who like got higher than what they thought they was going to get, but it shows in their results like that they could have done it. So I think a lot of people are very happy, especially kids in my area as well, because we was all quite nervous after seeing the A-level results.
Well, listen, congratulations and fantastic results in the subject that you want to take on, which is really good news. And your mum was saying you've had quite a week all in all, not just worrying about your results, but am I right in thinking that you've got a part-time job as well?
Yes, I've managed to get myself a job in the chip shop that's down the street from me. And I've been going in there, well, for about 4 hours this week, and I've been really enjoying myself. I've tried so hard for the last month to get a job.
Well, it sounds as though the summer's looking up then, doesn't it? What with the results and a chance of a part-time job and earning some money as well. So from all of this, and there's been a lot of this, which is uncertainty over the summer for your year, for years 10 through to year 13, really. What have you learned from it all? And what advice would you give those pupils who'll be going through exactly what you've gone through this year in terms of the exams they're facing next year?
Put your hardest in. Please don't think you can get away with it at the end of the thing, because you really can't. I wish I tried so much harder in maths throughout the last 2 years, because I didn't. And if I had, I probably would have got the C that I wanted to get today. But I didn't get it because I used to, year 10 maths, I used to try and like get away with stuff that I probably shouldn't have tried to get away with. And definitely talked way too much in maths for me to get the results I want. So if you don't want to see a D on your exam results next year, please just put in a little bit more effort. Not saying don't talk in maths, yeah, but just put in that slight bit more effort, because it will go that long way.
So have a little chat in maths, but then put in some effort. I think that's very, very good advice and very honest of you. And then for your own course, excited about that and what's coming up?
Yeah, I'm very excited. The fact that I got an A star in health and social just shows that it's a lot of work, but I can do it. And if I can do it, that makes me feel so much better. And this morning I've opened that and my mum's checked for me, because I didn't see the health and social marks, so I thought it would be coming out later. And then she was like, "You've got an A star in health and social." And that just completely changed my whole mood on my results, because that's the one thing that I wanted to see. And I got it. And that's what I really wanted.
Fantastic advice from Marie there. Some talking is okay, but then work. And good luck in her maths resit. She sounds like a girl on a mission. And finally, Imogen and her mother, Catherine Gilmore. They'd been glad that when we last spoke, the Welsh Government was holding its ground and sounding keen not to scrap moderation and rely instead on the assessment of teachers. But with other nations moving in that very direction, so eventually did the Welsh minister. And despite a top-class set of results, in a year when a quarter of grades awarded are A stars and A's, Imogen feels anything but on top of the world.
So I managed to get 11 A stars, which I'm pleased about, but I don't believe I would have got 11 A stars had I taken the exams. So I don't believe that my results are particularly credible.
So talk me through your thought process and how you felt over the past week as things have changed so much, and what effect that has had on you today.
Well, I was quite pleased to hear that the AS results would be used for A-levels. So I thought that a similar system would be used with year 10 exams for GCSE. But I was really annoyed to find out that they were just going to give everyone teacher assessments, and we weren't even going to get to see the moderated results, because I would really like to have seen them, just to see how I would have done when it's all a bit more reliable. And I would have been a lot happier if I'd received the moderated results instead of just teacher assessments, because obviously teachers want pupils to do well. And they also want grades to make themselves look better, and the schools want better grades. So, yeah, I'm not sure I don't know.
I mean, 11 A stars is fantastic, but it sounds as though you're finding it hard to celebrate the moment.
Yeah, I don't feel pleased with myself at all, because I know I haven't taken the exams. And it's more annoying because I haven't had a chance to show how well I could actually have done compared to other people. And now a lot of people have received similar or high results. And it makes the moment less special, because so many other people have done well as well.
Catherine, we spoke to you when your son, Scott, was getting his A-level results, and he got fantastic results through moderation. And then, of course, the U-turn came before Imogen's results have arrived now. So how has all of this left you feeling, Catherine?
Well, disappointed for Imogen, because had, of course, if she'd sat the exams and she'd had these results, we'd have all been jumping up and down. And I think we'd have still been very happy had she got these results through moderation. But I just don't think that doing it this way is robust at all. I'm really disappointed. I think that the system we had set up in Wales that we were all expecting to go with, using moderation, would have been effective. It would have been effective for the majority of pupils, and then the minority who felt that they'd been ill-served by it could have appealed if they wanted to. I think it makes this year's results far less credible and meaningful than previous and succeeding years will be. So I think it's a shame. But I mean, Imogen would have done extremely well anyway. She's perhaps being a bit hard on herself in saying that she wouldn't have got those results. She might have done, but she might, you know, she might not. So we'll never know now. But at least we can move on, put this behind us. She can move on into sixth form and start her A-levels, and then you know, she'll work hard in that and hopefully do well.
Well, I'm sure she will. And it sounds to me as though she is being very hard on herself. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of politicians, mind you, who'll need to be quite hard on themselves when all of this is over as well. I mean, was it just the case in the end that there wasn't much choice with other nations changing the way they were going to give the grades, that Wales had to follow suit?
Well, I think there was far less pressure to follow suit with A levels. You can understand why Kirsty Williams felt that she'd better go with teacher assessed grades once the other nations had done that, because what she wouldn't have wanted was our Welsh students not getting into universities because they'd been given these moderated results compared to English, Northern Irish and Scottish students. But here we did have, like we do with AS levels, we had a set of year 10 results for sciences. We had, as some pupils had done, if they'd done history, they'd also got a mark for that. And we could have gone, used those as a baseline, moderated it, and people would have been much happier with it than they are going to be now. So I don't think she did have to follow suit at all, because GCSEs, they are, shall we say, only GCSEs. They don't necessarily have a significant effect on what's going to happen to you in your life, but it would have been very nice for these pupils who are able and have worked hard, who would have succeeded in an ordinary year, to have that now. Just, you know, pretty much everyone's got A stars.
Well, 11 A stars, let's be honest, is still fantastic. I mean, not everyone certainly has got 11 A stars, which Imogen has. So, Imogen, what are the next steps? I mean, I hope there will be some celebrations because you deserve them. And then what next for you?
So I'm still going to carry on and just go back to the same school I was at, and I'm going to do A-levels, which was always the plan. So it hasn't really changed my plans. It just means that far more people will go into sixth form, and it might mean that class sizes are bigger, but it shouldn't have too much of an effect on me. And hopefully I'll just be able to, I'll still do well at A-levels. But I don't think it's very fair on next year's GCSE year, because their results are going to be far lower than compared to ours.
It's interesting to hear you say that, because in our house, that's one of the first things that was said with the son in year 10. And he said, oh, hang on then, you know, so what's going to happen to our year? And you just sense the way that this story is going to keep on going and keep on delivering things that maybe people hadn't considered. You know, as the months go by, the knock-on effect perhaps will become obvious. But Catherine, what advice do you have for Imogen? I mean, you can see she's done very well. You can sense the, you know, the disappointment that the results haven't been tested as Imogen would have liked. But what advice do you have for her as she goes on?
Well, you just have to move on, don't you? Life is full of hurdles. And really, for Imogen, this is probably the first hurdle that, you know, she hasn't quite made it over with the right credentials, I suppose, as she puts it. And I just think she'll put it behind her, and in a few years' time, it won't matter at all. It really won't. And she's not. She you know, she's only just had these results and heard what other people have got. And even now, a few hours later, she's feeling, putting it into perspective, and and moving on. I think she's doing that herself. So that's what I would say. I think Imogen's just got to put this into perspective. She did well last year in year 10. And yes, she's done very well now. And she'll do well at A level and move on to some career that is fulfilling and worthy of her ability.
Well, listen, you're an extremely thoughtful family. And if there are going to be discussions and analysis of the past few weeks, I think they could do much worse than coming up to Meifod and having a chat to the Gilmore family, because I think they'd learn an awful lot. But Imogen, from us anyway, it's a huge congratulations. I hope you do feel a glow at some point, because you clearly deserve it. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Three very different girls reflecting three very different aspects of this year's GCSE results. Thank you to them all for talking to us. And thank you to Louise Evans, a careers advisor with Careers Wales, who has once again taken on the job of advising and talking through the options available to Poppy, Marie, Imogen and Year 11 pupils everywhere. So, Louise, all sorts of emotions running high today, as always, I suppose, on GCSE results day, but perhaps even more so after the stories we've seen in the headlines over the past few weeks. So, first off, hats off to young people for getting this far, I think.
Oh, absolutely. What a roller coaster of a year it's been for them. I mean, they've done all this work in preparation. People were revising. Even when lockdown occurred, they were still revising. And then to be told you're not doing exams and then for to have that change, yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster for them.
And we've heard from two pupils who absolutely scored top-notch marks. They've really done brilliantly. However, their response was very, very different. So Poppy and Imogen have responded very differently to the same sorts of results. So do you have an appreciation for how someone like Imogen will be feeling today and her feeling that, you know, they just don't count for what they ought to have counted for me, she says?
Well, I think just taking into account that GCSE results and GCSE exams are spread over two whole years. So the work that Imogen will have done before even sitting the 90-minute exam at the end will have stood her in good stead. And also to kind of maybe bear in mind that GCSEs, whilst you need those to move on, they tend to be a stepping stone. So particularly if you're going on to A-levels, once you've achieved those grades, in a couple of years when you're maybe going to university and you're doing other things, the look back at GCSEs won't be as big as what it would seem today for them.
As you say, they seem terribly important today, but it's only what they lead to, I suppose, in the end that's important. And that's really important for Marie, who also did really well and smashed it in the subjects that she really wanted to do. And it's going to look at her maths again. But she's got the right attitude, hasn't she? Which is, I know what I'm really good at, and now I know I'm really good at it. And the other subjects that I know I'm not so great at, I'm going to buckle down and I'm going to get them.
Oh, absolutely. I think the result that she got in health and socials just actually prepared her and reinforced her career goals and her career decisions, and that's fantastic. And having an awareness that actually maybe the maths that she was a little bit disappointed with, she has got the opportunity to reset that alongside her next studies. So to make the most of that, there'll probably be smaller classes when she's resitting, because there tends to be in colleges and sixth forms. So just to make the most of the extra time, and also bear in mind to kind of take things forward differently for the next year. So when you get set work and you get set exams and you get set tests, to do your best in all those, because we don't know what's going to happen again, do we?
We don't. And good luck to Marie. I have every faith that she'll get that math C. She sounded like a girl on a mission, I have to say. I hope all three are celebrating. Because of the year it's been, there will be those who'll say, an awful lot of A stars around this year and A's and so on. And who knows where all of that will end up. But to those young people, therefore, who've got the results that they wanted to go back to the sixth form, what's the advice, Louise, on choosing the right subjects and making sure they're pitching themselves at the right future at this point?
I mean, when you're looking at sixth forms and colleges, there's two kind of routes you can go down. So you've got the BTEC type routes, more vocational courses, which have different levels. And a lot of that's coursework as you're going along. So if you've chosen that, the chances are you've already got an idea of the type of career that you want to be within. So, for instance, health and social care, if you wanted to go into kind of a nursing route or something like that. With A levels, it's just to bear in mind that there is a big step up from GCSE to the work required at AS and A levels. So if you've maybe just scraped the grade that you needed, or you yourself felt that maybe you wouldn't have got the grade that you needed, just consider your choices carefully. Speak to your tutors, speak to teachers within the school or the sixth form of the college, and also ask for student services. And if you genuinely would like some impartial kind of advice, then feel free to contact us. We've got people on web chat available daily, qualified careers advisors on our website, and we've also got people on the end of a phone, so you can phone 0800 028 4844. And each college and sixth form does have a careers advisor attached to them. So if you start something and you have what we call a wobble, and you're not quite sure what you want to do, or if you're enjoying it, it's just don't quit without actually speaking to somebody about it. So whether that be student services, whether that be the careers advisor, to look at what other options are out there before you kind of make a decision.
To those who got some sort of BTEC results today but have seen the headlines and say that those might change, what about them? Is there anything specific they should be doing, or just sitting and waiting?
I think it's just sitting and waiting. I've had a look on the website, the Qualifications Wales website and the Pearson website today, and they're literally saying that they're working as fast as they can to get it re-looked at. That it is possibly easier with the BTEC type qualification to work out what you should have got, because you will have been doing work all the way through the courses. So, you know, you should have an idea. So if the result you've got today you think is a fair result, if you pick those up, then maybe take that as that's what you're going to get. And if you get bumped up a little bit, then, you know, congratulations. But the marking's differently as well. So it doesn't get like A, B, C. It gets past merits and distinctions. In terms of progression, a level two merit or distinction would give you the same kind of progression opportunity as a higher level GCSE. So it's just kind of bearing that in mind, really.
So, as you said, you need to consider, is this really the right subject for you? Was it leading? Why do you want to do it? But another thing to consider is, because, you know, if marks are going to be a bit higher this year, and we understand, you know, very clearly that they are this year, does that mean that classes are going to be bigger? So A-level classes will be fuller this year, for instance, at, you know, whether it's at school or college, than they might otherwise have been?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be. So there's entry requirements to get on all kind of A-level grades, whether it be in a college or a sixth form. I think within the first couple of weeks, you yourself will know if you're struggling with a subject and whether you think, actually, it's not what I was expecting. And also, just to bear in mind that if you've opened your results today and you've got a result that's way higher than what you thought you were going to get, choosing that subject because you'd never even thought of it before maybe is not maybe the right way to go. It's to think about what were you looking at doing anyway, and don't change that too much based on a result that you've kind of got today.
Because I was talking to one teacher who was saying, well, I suspect I'm going to have, you know, too many pupils doing my subject in the sixth form, and actually September, October will be spent finding out who really ought to be doing it. So I suppose now is the time to be, you know, to aim high, but to be realistic.
Yeah, and ask your teachers, you know, ask college tutors, ask student services, ask them, is this the right route for me? You know, if throughout the whole kind of 2 years of GCSEs you struggled in biology, for instance, to even get a C, but you've managed to come out with a B, B is kind of the minimum requirement to get onto A-levels for in biology. So you actually need to think, actually, have I got it? Do I enjoy it enough? And have I got enough kind of ability in that subject to be able to carry on going forward, because there is a big step up to A levels from GCSEs.
So talk to somebody at school. That's one of the most important bits of advice early on, I suppose.
Yeah, talk to your teachers, especially if you're carrying on in a sixth form that's attached to your school, because your teacher will know you. They will have taught you for the last few years. They'll know what your kind of ability is. It might be actually you disagree with them, and you know that you could have maybe done a little bit more effort. But having that kind of conversation now will help. And it's also maybe considering how can you choose subjects that you might actually enjoy, because it's not just about what you think you're going to do well at. It could be about what you want to enjoy. So obviously, as I said, you can contact us at Careers Wales if you'd like to chat through your subject choices and see what's the best way forward for you.
And if you have had a disappointing day and you're thinking, do you know what, I don't think this is the way to go, but I'm not quite sure what I want to do, and I'm not quite sure whether there are jobs out there, and I don't know whether there are traineeships or, you know, whether there are apprenticeships perhaps. And what about those routes? So you're not thinking about going back to the sixth form or college. What are the other options available?
I mean, you just mentioned apprenticeships. So apprenticeships are where you're working with an employer and you're getting formal qualifications alongside. Tends to be that your minimum is kind of a level 3 qualification that you'd be working at doing an apprenticeship. Now, obviously, with the job situation as it is, the chances of getting an apprenticeship are possibly lower than they would have been any other year, because as we know, there's redundancies and people are losing jobs. But there are alternatives. So there's a lot of young people every year that actually, they just don't want to go to college or a sixth form. They've had enough of learning in that sort of environment. So you mentioned traineeships. So traineeships are an employability type course where they work with young people to try and establish what career they might like to do, if possible, to get them a little bit of work experience and even up to maybe a level 1 qualification, you know, in the long run. If you wanted information about those, we do have segments on our website, careerswales.gov.wales, where you'd be able to get some information on those. And again, our web chat and our telephone lines would be able to discuss those with you.
Because you imagine that quite often you're told, oh, you need more experience, and you think, well, where do I get the experience? And particularly now, that's going to be challenging. So it would be worth considering a traineeship for that experience alone.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, alongside Careers Wales, we've got our Work in Wales team as well that will support young people. So it could be that actually that they decide, I want to look for a job. And there's kind of, they give themselves a limit. Say, if I haven't got a job within the next month or 6 weeks, then I want to look at something else. So traineeships are different to college in that they actually start all year. They're rolling programmes. So it could actually be that you start a college course or a sixth form and, you know, 6-8 weeks down the line, you think, oh, this is not for me. What we don't want you to do then is just kind of just forget it or bury your head in the sand. We want you to contact us then to look at your alternatives, because there are alternatives all the way forward, really.
I'm getting my money's worth out of you now, really. And I'm putting my mum hat on again. But I'm just thinking about pupils in year 10 and 12. They've seen all of this happening. They have been affected one way or the other. They might have done one GCSE qualification this year, or they've seen it happen and think, gosh, you know, people have done really well this year. Is it all going to plummet next year when they're trying to, you know, put things back in place, and we'll suffer and our grades will suffer? I mean, certainly as a mother, I'm just trying to tell them, look, you can only do what you do and you do your best, and, you know, the rest has to happen around you. But what would your advice be to years 10 and 12?
Well, my daughter's actually year 10, and we've had this little chat this morning. I think one of the key things to take from all of this is that you need to work all year. I know a lot of people will be disappointed in their results, because a lot of people actually wait for their exams to bump their results up at GCSEs and at A-levels. Whereas if you're putting the work in all year, so your mock exams and your controlled assessments, if you're putting that work in all year, if anything like this happens again, you're in the best place forward. I mean, what I would say for year 10 and 12 is that obviously they've just missed the same amount of time as what year 11 did this year. And they've got to try and get themselves back into education come September. They need to start learning themselves. And this will be the same for year 11s going into college or sixth form. So I would say now is the time, with a couple of weeks left, to start getting yourself into a routine, start planning ahead, start getting your working brain back in, if you like, and start thinking, right, okay, what do I need to do? Is there anything that I can do to prepare? And if you are stuck or if you need help, ask for it. All the way through, ask for it. Don't just say, oh, it's okay, I'll do okay in an exam. Ask for help and work all the way through the years.
I have to say, I think we should put Marie's words on a T-shirt, which is, okay, talk a bit in maths, but then work.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you again to Louise Evans, to Marie, Poppy and Imogen. And I'll just give you those contact details again if you want any advice on the best option for you. The number to call is 0800 028 4844. The website is careerswales.gov.wales. And look out for Careers Wales on social media too. Good luck to Imogen, Marie and Poppy with the paths they've chosen. Thank you for downloading Is That an Option? We hope it's been useful in this of all years. And after a collective deep breath, good luck to everyone come September.